Bezras Hashem Yizbarech, today's daf is Nun Zayin in Meseches Ksubis. It is the 900th, let's count 76, 77, 78, 79, the 979th daf in Shas. I'm recording this under some beautiful fruit trees here in Arzenu HaKdosha in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Actually a beautiful mixture of nature and Kedusha and different components of Kedusha, because it's now Nisan and there are buds that are coming out, and those buds from the fruit trees are buds of Kedusha Shvius that we just made a bracha on Shalochiser Bo'olamo, and then there are still fruits on the trees that are from the sixth year. So this beautiful confluence of so many different things coming together, and in many ways a fulfillment of many nevuas here in Eretz Yisrael. Halavai, it should continue, and that the ultimate nevuas should be fulfilled, because they have not yet been, and we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they be. Our daf is going to discuss a ksubas irchasa, an important set of halachas, and that is what happens if a ksuba gets lost, which of course is even halacha lemaisa today. And then our Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Aleph is going to give us the basic background of the period between Erisin and Nisuin. That's going to take us through to Nun Zayin Amud Beis, and the Gemara on Nun Zayin Amud Beis is going to give us the source of the break between Erisin and Nisuin and the different statuses of Erisin and Nisuin. Of course, Erisin is the time in which a man says Harei Mekudeshesli to a woman and she is married to him, she is his Arusa, and then Nisua is when he takes her into his house. So Gemara continues on the bottom line on the Vav Beis, Achte de Rami Bar Chama, Havnesiva l'Rav Avya. The sister of Rami Bar Chama was married to Rav Avya, Irchis Ksubasa, but she lost her Ksuba. Asla Kamei de Rav Yosef, says Gemara, top line in Zion of an Aleph, Amalu Hachi Amar Rav Yudam, Shmuel Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. That Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that you have a problem of Bias Znus, we learned in the Mishnah, on Nundalid Amud Beis, as well as the Gemara yesterday's daf on Nunvav Amud Beis, that Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that if you diminish the ksuba, then the bia is a bia's nus. So, argues Rav Yosef, we're going to need to explain Rav Yosef's argument through Rashi, but Rav Yosef argues that just like there's a problem of bia's nus, if you diminish the value of ksuba, so too, if you continue living with each other without a ksuba that you lost, you'll also have the problem of bia's nus. Rashi explains this, pick up with Rashi in the top line, Zud de Meir, de Amel Il, Kol HaPoiches L'Besul Masayim V'Afilu B'Tanai V'Atanai Batal, Kari Lei Bu'ilas Nus Mishum Zal Samcha Daita, that if they had agreed, quote unquote, that there isn't going to be a ksuba, then it's considered bia's znus. V'Hachi Nami, continues the Gemara, Lib Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, Hada Asur, Ishos, Isha Sheib de Shtark Subasa. According to Rabbi Meir, it will be prohibited for a man to stay married to his wife when she doesn't have a ksuba. Filu Isla, to Lo Mifsida Bahachi, to Gavi Bitnai Bezdin, Mila Sam Chadaita. She's not going to be some Echazdas, to Amra Kita Vanale, Amar Praticha. She's not going to be entirely secure because she's going to be afraid that when the husband's going to come along and say, I paid her, she's not going to have any recourse. Hilkach, for that reason, bi'ilaz nus, it's considered bi'az nus, and just like Rabbi Meir is concerned bi'az nus, if there is no t'nai ksuba, so too, over here goes the argument. Back into the Gemara, so the top, mashad m'sishto ishtayim v'shalashan b'lo ksuba. But according to the Chachamim, that is not worried about the fact that she's not going to be someches das, that she's not going to be relaxed, and about not having the ksuba, and therefore the Chacham say a man could live with a wife even if she's foregone the ksuba, it's not considered bilaznus. So too, he could live 2 or 3 years. That's interesting lashon. Why you say 2 or 3 years, but could live 2 or 3 years with her without a ksuba. Rashi does not stop at the lashon of shtayim v'shaloshanim. However, Tosas does. Tosas points out that when Chazal used the expression shtayim v'shaloshanim, don't deduce anything about that. Shtayim v'shaloshanim means an extended period of time. So it would mean, it seems according to Tosas, any extended period of time. Amar le'Abaye. Abaye challenged. V'amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Alokha Kareb Meir B'gzeros of, don't we follow like Rabbi Meir when it comes to his gzeros? We follow the gzeros of Rabbi Meir, and therefore we should be machmer over here that they can't be with each other without a ksuba. And that's how the Gemara seems to conclude. And this is also halacha lemaisa, ihachi zil ksavla. The halacha is that he's supposed to write the ksuba for him. ksuba has to be written for. Kiyasar of Dimi Amr Bishum and Pazi Amr Bishum and Shum Mar Kapara. Machlaikis Bitchila. Aval Besaif Divre Hakol Eina Machlaikis. The only time that there's a machlaikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi that we learned on yesterday's daf, a word of introduction is necessary, or a reminder from yesterday's daf. We had a brisa that quotes whether a man is allowed to make a deal with his wife that she's going to forego part of the ksuba. Rabbi Yossi says that that is acceptable. Rashoi, one is allowed to do it. While the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that they are not allowed to do it. So this that we say, machlokis betchila b'sof, divrei hakol eina mochelas. There's only a machlokis whether they could make that up in the beginning. But at the end, even Rabbi Yossi will agree that the mechila does not apply. That is, Rashi adds, only if it's verbal. But if it's a written agreement, then it would apply. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, bein zo machlokis. Rabbi Yochanan says that in both instances, there is a machlokis. Am Rabbi Yavo, l'didim ufarshalim mined Rabbi Yochanan, da'ano v'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lo palgin en adadi. Rabbi Yochanan then went on to explain, says Rabbi Yavo, that really he and Rabbi Yeshua that seemed to say that Rabbi Yossi doesn't disagree with Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in a case in which later on they come to the agreement. There Rabbi Yossi says that that is not acceptable unless it's been confirmed with each other from the beginning, but not in the end, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Really, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees. Lo palgin adadi. May betchila dekam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. When Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said the only time it works is betchila, that means chuppah. Umay sof, sof bia. And sof meant the end of bia. And that's where I said, that's where Rabbi Yeshua says that it's not mochelas by sof bia. V'chi kamina ana. And when I, Rabbi Yochanan, said bein zu machlokis, tchilas chuppah v'sof chuppah, dihi tchilas bia. I wasn't talking about sof bia. I agree that by sof bia it's not mocheles. However, when was I speaking? When I said sof, I just meant sof chuppah, which is in full agreement with Rabbi Yoshua. The Gemara continues five lines until wide. Kiasa rav and amr b'shem and pazi amr b'shem b'leiv b'shem bar kapara machloikis l'besoif avu b'tchila divrei hakol mocheles. Ravin's tradition was that Rabbi Shua ben Levi said in the name of Kapara that B'tchila everybody agrees it's Mochelis. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bein Zo Machlokis. That Rabbi Yochanan was actually disagreeing and held that according to Rabbi Meir, even in the beginning you can't be Mochel. Amar Rabbi Avolu Dima Farshal Mined Rabbi Yochanan Donar Rabbi Shua Lopal Gina Dadi. And then we had the same tradition where Rabbi Avo reported that Rabbi Yochanan had said that there wasn't any disagreement. Myla b'self, d'am Rabbi Shua ben Levi, so chuppah. When Rabbi Shua ben Levi says self, where we had him stating that there's a machlokes, what does that mean, chuppah? Umay t'chila, when he said that there's no machlokes, that the halacha is everybody holds mochelas, t'chilas chuppah. V'chi k'amin ha'ana, when did Rabbi Yochanan say benzu machlokes, t'chilas bia v'self bia? And therefore, when it comes to positions that they were staking out, as we explained above, there really is no disagreement. Amar of Papi Lavda Amar Rabbi Avolu Didim Farshali Dur Rabbi Yochanan Danav Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Lo Palgina Adadi. If not for this, Rabbi Avo had a tradition from Rabbi Yochanan saying that he and Rabbi Shua Ben Levi really weren't in disagreement. Hava, I mean, I would have thought Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Pligi. Ravdimi Viravan Lo Pligi. I would have assumed that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi are the ones who are arguing, and Rav Dimi and Ravin are not arguing. In other words, I would have had a different understanding of what's going on, and let us take a look at Rashi that spells this out beautifully. In fact, these Rashis are also going to be very, very important in terms of a big issue, la halacha. Let's take a look at Rashi. Amar Papi Ilav Damer. Ano lo avin nichale lefrushe milse hachi. I, says Rav Papa, I would not have explained to Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yeshua lo liflagi, that Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yeshua don't come out arguing, v'rav dimi v'rav niflagu. And that's how we came out just above. We had a discussion that both Rav Dimi and Ravin were saying that Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yeshua were not arguing. However, Rav Dimi and Ravin were arguing with each other about how to read those two shitas. Elahachi avamina. What would I have said, Rav Papa? Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi pligi. That they do disagree. The ha'usaf dekam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi direct kol ein mocheles. that according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the halacha is that she can't be mocheles b'self. Also, Rabbi Yochanan Meimer, af bezu de machlokes, af bezu machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan actually disagrees and holds that according to Rabbi Yossi, then you would be there would still be a machlokes. The Rav Dimi v'Ravin lo pligi, with Rabbi Yeshua, and it comes out then the Rav Dimi and Ravim don't disagree with Rabbi Yeshua. V'hachem eferishna. And this is how they would explain it. Machlokes b'tchilas bia, di self chupa, aval b'self bia d'vei kol eina mocheles. That this is the position of Rav Dimi, b'das Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yochanan poligalah d'afil b'self bia nami pligi. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rabbi Yoshua and says that there's a disagreement between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, even b'self bia. V'chi asa Ravin, and when Ravin came along, Amr Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, machlokes b'self chupa v'hi tchilas bia, d'kamer nami Rav Dimi. There he agrees by tchilas bia with what Rav Dimi had said. Aval, but where it came to Ravin disagreed with Rav Dimi, b'tchilas chupa d'rei kol mocheles. That when it comes to tchilas chupa, in contrast to Shitas Rav Dimi, he holds that everybody agrees that you can be mochel. Aval continues Rav Papa, explains Rashi on the third line into the wide. Hashad the parish Rabbi Avo lid Rav Dimi. But now that Rabbi Avo and Rav Dimi are learning, the Bein Rabbi Yochanan Ben Yeshua Levi pligi Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda b'tchilas chupa. That the disagreement between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda is only tchilas chupa. Ubesav chupa. They're only arguing about tchilas chupa, self chupa. Al karchach pliga de Ravin ad Rav Dimi. Then what will come out is that Ravin will have to disagree with Rav Dimi. Da amar Ravin b'tchilas chupa de rei kol mocheles, because Ravin is saying that tchilas chupa, everybody agrees that's mocheles. So Rav Papa would have preferred to have Ravin and Rav Dimi disagree, as opposed to having Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Yochanan disagree. But that's not what was presented. So continues Rav Papa. My Kamashmalan. What was Rav Papa saying when he said he'd prefer to have that would be a machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshua, not a machlokis between Rav Dimi and Ravin? Hakamashmalan. This is what he was coming to teach us. The pligi trei amaroi taima denafshayu. Velo pligi trei amaroi aliba dechad amora. That's more likely to have two Amoraim disagreeing on their own svaras, as opposed to what somebody had said. Two Amoraim disagreeing about what another Amora had said. Explains Rashi. Hakamashman, the hecha da ashkachan Amoraim de pligi adadi. Kol chad aliba de nafshei, v'trei Amoraim achrini de pligi bepluksa de hanach Amoraim. If you have two Amoraim that are arguing, like in the case of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshua, so then it's more likely to have two Amoraim disagreeing about that disagreement. V'islan lefrushe milsa betray lishni chadiminayim miflig trei Amorai aliba denafshai shekol echad omer svara shalop. What happened was each Amora said his svar. Kigon Rabbi Yochanan Rishua v'inach trei Amorai, and the next two Amoraim, Ravin and Rav Dimi, aliba dechad lo mifligi. They're not disagreeing within one. Ela amri chada milsa v'chada min lishna miflegi trei amaroi aliba dechad. Kegon, as in this case, Rav Dimi v'Ravin u'mashve milsa de trei amaroi kamoi chada milsa shavkinan ahi lishna. And we leave this lishna de miflegi trei amaroi aliba dechad v'naktinan ahi de miflegi trei amaroi aliba denafshayu. They're not arguing within one opinion, but they're arguing about one of them, about a machlokis that relates to themselves. Dechid pligi trei libi alibe dechad. If there you have two amoraim arguing about what one amora said, mar amar dechad. That what do they say? Mar amar hachi amar ploni. Let's say Rav Dimi says this is what Rabbi Yoshua said. Umar Amar Hachyamar Ploni, and Ravin says, this is what Rabbi Yeshua said, Chad Minayu Mishaker. Then what will come out is, says Rashi, that one of them is lying. In other words, one of them erred in what Rabbi Yeshua said. that is not ideal, says Rav Papa. I will keep pligi trei amorai bidin obisav heter. But if you have two amorayim that are arguing about a halacha, kol chad amar hachi mistaber, and each one says what I'm saying makes more sense, hachi mistaber taima in kan sheker, then one of the amorayim is not going to come out wrong. Kol chad v'chad svar didei kamar. Each one of them is saying their own svara. Mar yoav taima leheter, mar yoav taima leheter, mar midam milsa lemilsa. But if we're going to have them not arguing within what is Shitas Rabbi Yoshua, but arguing about something else, like Rav Papa had originally suggested, for example, whether B'tchilas Chupa Divrei HaKol Mocheles, in our case, so then in such a case, that would be more preferable. V'ikul Meimar, and on this you could say, Elu V'elu Divrei L'Kim Chaim Heim. Zimnim de Shaykh Haitaima, Zimnim de Shaykh Haitaima, Shatam is Hapech Lefishinu Advarim Bishinui Ma'at. And then it could very well be that each one of these Shitas are valid. But now what's come out is that one of them is not an ideal Shita. This is the way Rashi explains Rav Papa. Now, in general, this Rashi is also extremely important because Rashi seems to be saying that Elu Ve'elu Divrei L'Kim Chaim does not apply in a case of where we're arguing about what two Amorayim said. If we're arguing about what two Amorayim said, so then in such a case, Elu Ve'elu Divrei L'Kim Chaim, well, what one Amora said, so then one of us has got it right and the other one has got it wrong. However, if we're arguing about a new angle that has not been discussed, on this we say, Elu Ve'elu Divrei L'Kim Chaim. The Gemara continues with a new Mishnah. We give a Besula 12 months from the moment in which the husband has told her that he wants to take her in as a wife. So the way the world says it over, 12 months from Eris and Nisuin, is not entirely accurate because it's not really Eris and Nisuin. It's rather from the time the husband is Toveh. And we give her 12 months to get herself ready. Just like we give the woman 12 months, so too we give the man 12 months. In other words, he needs to get his side ready, preparing for the chasana. Those days it was on the chasana, not on the parents. When it comes to Alman, it's 30 days. This is an important halacha. When the time comes and they have not gotten married, then the husband has to support her. He was supposed to bring her in. He didn't. Then she could eat from his food as well as he could eat truma. Rabbi Tarfon Amar Nisan Lo Hakol Truma. He's allowed to give her entirely truma, and even if she's tmeya, then she'll have to sell it. Rabbi Kiva Omer mechza chulin and mechza truma. Rabbi Kiva disagrees and says part of it could be chulin and part of it truma. Hayavam ein amaychel betruma. However, a woman that is waiting for yibum, in other words, her husband died without having children, and there's a mitzvah for the yavam to be miyabim her during the interim while she's a shomeres yavam, then he doesn't feed her truma. Asa shisha chadashim b'fnei aval v'shisha chadashim b'fnei hayavam. In a case of where her husband died while she was an arusa, and she ends up being 6 months by the husband and 6 months by the yavam, or continues the mishnah, afilu kulam b'fnei abal, even if she does all of them by her husband, chaser yomecha b'fnei yavam, but one day is done by the yavam, o kulam b'fnei yavam chaser echem b'fnei abal, eina ocheles b'truma, she doesn't eat truma because the yavam, as we learned above in the mishnah, does not feed her truma until they do yibum. So even if she did a lot of time by the husband, that is not going to count. Continues the Mishnah, all of what we said is not halacha lemaisa. Zu Mishnah Rishayna. This was the tradition of the first Mishnah. Bezin shalachreim omru, but later batei dinim had a different tradition. Eina isha echeles betruma atche tikanes l'chupa. That a woman doesn't get truma until she goes into the chuppah, and this halach of 12 months was not practically followed. Analyze the Gemara Minani Mili. How do we know this idea that Api Dine Torah, after 12 months, the husband really should feed her, and that the normal waiting time is 12 months? Amr Chizad Amr Krav, Yomar Chavimah, Teisha v'nara yitanu ol yamim o asar. This is when Eliezer wants to take Rivka and her mother and her brothers. According to Medrash, Besuel has already poisoned himself by mistake. The mother and brothers suggest that Rivka stick around a while. Now analyzes the Gemara. My yamim. What does the word yamim mean? Ilem, if it's going to say the smallest amount of plural of days. In other words, ilema trei yomi, that it refers to 2 days. Mishtoi inish hachi. Do people use that expression? In what way? Amru le. The mother and brother said to Eliezer, trei yomi, let her stay 2 days. Vamaluhu. And Eliezer said, lo, no. Amru le asari yomi. And then they're going to say, 10 days? Eliezer said, I don't agree for 2 days. And now they bargained for 10 days? They already got a no on 2 days. So certainly they're going to get a no on 10 days. Ela mai yomim shana. Must be that yom means a shana. Dichsiv yomim tia gula. So, because in the parsha of redeeming house in a ir choma, there the expression yom tia gula so means, and it means a year. So too over here, yom means a year. Ve'em a chodesh, but maybe it means a month. Dichsiv ad chodesh yomim, because we see that a chodesh is referred to as yomim as well. Parsha, the slav that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you're going to eat the meat 10 days, a month straight. So maybe it means yamim like a chodesh. Amri dan yamim stam, mi yamim stam. No, we're more likely to learn from the word yamim, where it's only written yamim with no other description. That means a year. But we don't learn yamim from where it's described as particularly a chodesh. Amar Rabbi Zera, Tana Ktana, we learned, vis-a-vis a Ktana, Bein Hiu Veina Via Yichon La'akev. A Ktana, both her and her father are allowed to hold back marriage even more than 12 months, even though our Mishnah said that they're supposed to get married after 12 months. Bishlemi'i Matzim Akva, I understand that she's allowed to hold it back. Ela Via If she wants to get married, the father's out of the picture. Answers the Gemara, Savar hashta lo yada. The father says he doesn't know, she doesn't know what it's like to be married. The next day she's not going to want to be married because all the responsibilities that a girl has in marriage, a woman has in marriage, and then she's going to run away and she's going to come back to my house. So I want her to be better prepared, and therefore he has a say in the matter. Period. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Levi, Ein Poiskan al Ktana Lahasiya Kishi Ktana. One is not allowed to force a Ktana to get married because it's hard work to be married. However, you're allowed to make a deal that she's going to get married when she's a Gdola. Asks the Gemara, Pshita, that's Pashut. Says the Gemara, Ma'al Zayim Lechush, Dilma Ma'ayla Pachta Mehashti V'chol Shala. I might be concerned that once we make the deal, then she's going to get worried and she's going to get sick from concern about getting married, and therefore you're not allowed to even do Erisin. Kamash Malan, that you're allowed to do Erisin, but you're not allowed to force her to do Nesuin. Amar Rav Huna, Bogra Yom Echad V'Niskatcha. If she's 1 day old into puberty and the kedushin is done, then you give her 30 days like an almana. Rashi explains that if a girl has already reached the state of bogeres, then she's already prepared for getting married. In other words, she's a girl that's already grown up, and therefore she doesn't need 12 months. Quite a chiddush that the halach of 12 months doesn't apply to a bogeres. I'll ask you the following. Kasha Bogra Harei Katova. She's the same thing as a case where the husband is Toveya, wants to get married. Normally you give 12 months. My love, Kitavua de Besula. Wouldn't you assume that means like when he wants to marry Besula? Lo Kitavua Almana. It's like the case of Almana. Tashma Bogar Shisha Sashne Maser Chodesh. Reb Lazar Mahol V'chai Baila B'Bizonose Yafer. When could the husband B, Mefer Neder, when is he Chai Mizonos? Rabbi Eliezer says 12 months. So that seems to be against what we had learned. Rashi points out in Dibra Maschul Vishishasa, because the Brisa over here from Nedarim seems to be telling us it's 12 months. Ema bogeres vishesh asah shnei maser chodesh. Rebbe Lazar mehovut baila chayv maser yofer. You could push away the raya and say there are two different cases. Number one, a bogeres, and a naira who is shasah shnei maser chodesh. So that raya is pushed away from that case in Adarm. Actually, it's a mishnah, not a brisa in Adarm. Tashma hamari says habisula. Bein shetova habal vihi makev. So bein shetova he ubal ma'akev knows the law shnei maser chodesh mishas tavia. If a person engages himself to a besula, in either case, when none of them wants to get married right away, you give them 12 months. When he was tovea, avolo mishas erison, not from the time of erison, like we pointed out from our mishnah, that's the time that he wants to do nisuin. Ubagra harei kitavua, and bogeres is like someone who is tovea her. What exactly does that mean? Ketzad bogra yomechav niskachin nosan l'shnei maser chodesh. If she's a bogeres, and then he's mekadesh, or you give her 12 months. Ularusa shloshim yom. Tiyufta de Ravuna tiyufta. We see Ravuna is wrong because we see that even by a bogeres, from this brisa we see beferish that we give her 12 months as well. My ula arusa shloshim yom. Now that we mentioned that brisa, what does it mean that for arusa you give her 30 days? Amar of papachi kamer bogeres shavra la shnei maser chodesh. A bogeres that has had 12 months passed. Bibakrus, as a bogeres, viniskach, and then she went through kedushin. Nosan la shoshim yom la almana. Then we give her 30 days like an almana. Then she's already had 12 months to prepare for marriage. So then in such a case, we give her only 30 days as opposed to a full year that we learned in our Mishnah. Since the next sugya is going to be connected to tomorrow's daf, Be'ezer Hashem, we will stop today's daf over here. This concludes Daf Nun Zayin in Maseches Ksubis.